With that familiar theme song, we're reminded it's time once again for the Harvest Time Gospel Broadcast. This is a daily broadcast with special emphasis on missions and world evangelization under the direction of Dr. Stenny Ballou of Resaca, Georgia. And now, here is Brother Ballou and today's broadcast.
Thank you and greetings, radio friends. What a joy and privilege it is to come to your place of listening and share together with you another Harvest Time Broadcast. I trust that if it's at all possible, you'll take the time out, get your Bible, and follow along with us as we open the Word of God today. We're turning again in our Bible to the book of the Revelation, chapter number 2, and we're looking at verse number 4 and verse number 5 at this recipe for revival that is here in these verses of Scripture. You remember in chapter number 2 and chapter number 3, our Lord sends 7 letters to the 7 different churches of Asia Minor. And he has a message for each of them. And of course, he writes it through the pen of the Apostle John. Notice in verse number 1, the Bible said unto the angel of the church at Ephesus, write, these things saith he that holdeth the 7 stars in his right hand, and walketh in the midst of the 7 golden candlesticks. And I pointed out to you that the 7 stars are his 7 messengers or angels to the churches. And I pointed out to you that the 7 golden candlesticks are the 7 churches that are mentioned there. And then he said to the church at Ephesus in verse number 2, I know thy works, and thy labor, and thy patience, and how thou canst not bear them which are evil, and hast tried them which say they're apostles and are not, and hast found them liars, and hast borne and hast patience, and for my name's sake hast labored, and hast not fainted. Now in verse number 2 and 3, he commends them of their works, their labor, their patience, their discipline toward those who said they were apostles and were not. And now that they had borne, they had patience, and for his name's sake they had labored and had not fainted. And I remind you, this is a church that was started and pastored for 3.5 years by the Apostle Paul. Then this church was fortified by the preaching of Timothy, probably pastoring there himself for a period of time. And then the historians tell us that John the Beloved also pastored this church. And I speak of John that writes the book of the Revelation. But then in verse number 4, after commending them, he condemns them. He said, nevertheless, I have somewhat against thee, because thou hast left thy first love. And then in verse number 5, he gives us a recipe for revival. He said to them, first of all, remember therefore from whence thou art fallen. Then second, he said, and repent. And then thirdly, he said, and do the first works. And then he gives the alternative, or else I will come unto thee quickly and will remove thy candlestick out of his place, except thou repent. And I pointed out to you 4 words that I want to deal with from verse number 5. We're going to look at the word remember, the word repent, and then the word repeat. He said, do the first works. And then we'll look at the word, or else will I remove. And we don't want God removing the candlestick out of his place. Notice, if you will now, let's begin with the word remember. May I say to you that it's not always good looking back, but at the same time, there are times when Christians should look backward in order to get a clear picture of where we were then and where we are now. when you look back at what used to be in your life as a young Christian, I wonder what comes into your mind. On the broadcast today, I want to take the time and remember how it was in my life as a young Christian. The Bible describes this very well in the book of Hebrews, chapter number 10, verses 32 and verse number 33. The Word of God said, "But call to remembrance the former days, in which after ye were illuminated, ye endured a great fight of affliction. And we came to the knowledge of the truth and were illuminated the moment that we were saved by the grace of God." So the Word of God is saying to us that we're to remember the former days in which after we were saved, we endured a great fight of affliction. And then he describes why we endured them. Verse number 33, the Bible said, "Partly while you were made a gazing stock, both by reproaches and afflictions, and partly while you became companions of them that were so used." What God is saying to us here is, look back at them young days in your Christian life and the zeal and desire that you had for God in those days. God allowed most of us in our young Christian lives to become a gazing stock, both by reproaches and afflictions that God allowed to come into our life. You see, the Bible said, "Yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution." And may I say to you, dear friend, today, in this ungodly day that we are living in, if you are not being persecuted, then you're not living very godly. The Bible said, "Woe be unto the man whom everyone speaketh well of." But in our Christian life, we had such a love for God and such a zeal for God. We did not care what they said. We wanted to honor God and please God. And we might have become, as the scripture says, the gazing stock. We suffered both reproach and afflictions. And God said this is partly because we were being made that by God to set us apart, let the world see and recognize there's a difference in us. And then he said, and partly why you became companions of them that were so used. When you are first saved and you've got such a zeal and a love for God that you want to be identified with the people that are being used of God, may I say it this way? It doesn't matter what it costs. Doesn't matter what people say. Does not matter what people do. We want to be identified with Christ and his people as a young Christian. And we were made a gazing stock and a reproach. And we suffered affliction by the persecution of others. But we did not care. We love the Lord. He saved us. We wanted to be like him. And we wanted to be all that God wanted us to be. And so as I sat down to study, I got to thinking about those younger years of my Christian life. And I think that you too can identify with the things that I remembered. Let me just say to you, I remember when I was first saved, Sunday was church. There was absolutely nothing going to keep me out of church and keep me away from the house of God and the people of God. And by the way, let me make this statement, and I'm not boasting in my flesh, but I'm still that way. I still go to church Sunday morning, Sunday night, prayer meeting night, and I'm in revival almost every week of my life, so I'm in church almost every day of my life. I'm saying to you, Christianity was my life as a young Christian. The work of God in the church was my life as a young Christian. And friend, I want to say without a hesitation, it's still my life this day. But sad to say, many, and no doubt many who hear my voice today, there used to be a time when you did not miss Sunday school, you did not miss the morning worship service, you did not miss Sunday night, you did not miss Wednesday night prayer service. No, you'd had to have been terribly sick to have caused you to miss church in them younger days. But you know what happened? Tragedy of tragedies. As you've grown older, instead of growing closer to church and closer to the Lord, instead of having a greater zeal to be among God's people in the house of God, to sing together, to pray together, to study the Word of God together, and to sit at the feet of the man of God and hear the preaching of the Word of God, your heart's got cold. You've left your first love. And friend, church now is not the blessing it used to be. So sad for me to say this, but for many, instead of church being a blessing, church is boring to many people in this day. But I want to say to you, friend, as a young Christian, God said, remember, Sunday was church. It was not a holiday. It was a holy day. It was not our day. It was His day. It was the Lord's day. It was a day of worship. My friend, it was not a day of business. I get so frustrated sometimes as I travel. Usually I close meetings on Sunday morning and head home Sunday afternoon. And I go by the business places. And I go by the lakes. And I go through the mountains. And I go by the shopping malls. And I see how far we've drifted to the point that Sunday is just another day. It has no sacred place in our life. It ought to be a day that is dedicated to the Lord. And friend, John said, remember, when you first were born again, Sunday was church. And then may I say to you, number two, in the days of your early Christian life, not only would I say to you, Sunday was church, but I'd say to you, second service was commitment. Oh, there was such commitment in your life and in my life as a young Christian. And friend, we have drifted far away from the commitment that we had then. And God is not pleased with our lack of commitment. There was a time in your life, if you had a job to do, you'd be faithful there to do that job. And if you had a job to do, you accepted it as a responsible position. And you realize somebody's counting on you. I'm saying to you, God said, remember, it used to be Sunday was church and to serve was commitment. We'll continue tomorrow, the Lord willing. Father, take the word, use it to your glory. I pray in Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Behold, the fields are white, it's harvest time.
Well, I trust the broadcast was a blessing to you today. This is Brother Blue speaking. Let me remind you that Harvest Time is a listener-supported radio ministry. God has been so gracious to allow us to preach on many stations across the country and then around the world several times a day by internet as well as shortwave radio. And the only way we can pay the bills and continue to broadcast is that you, the listener, share with us in the financial burden of the radio ministry. Simply address that letter to Harvest Time, 179 Promise Land Drive, Resaca, Georgia, 30735. That's Harvest Time, 179 Promise Land Drive, Resaca, Georgia, 30735. And be sure to join us each weekday, Monday through Friday, at this same time. God bless you until the next broadcast.